As we're approaching the end of 2021, I'm starting to think about 2022. I'm sure that you are too, or I hope that you are too. If you have ambition and like a sense of momentum and forward movement in your business, you're probably starting to think about, okay, what am I going to do next year to make it an even bigger, more successful year than this year? And what I have really decided to do within my business is to use the three things that I have noticed great direct response entrepreneurs constantly focus on as a filter for the business activities that I'm choosing to devote most of my time, energy, and effort to. And everything else, what I'm trying to do is get support around those things. And so my goal is to focus on those highest value activities for myself as a direct response entrepreneur. And what are those? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, three things that great direct response entrepreneurs always do, always focus on, and use as the driver of their own personal business activities and the growth of their business. Number one, value. Value creation and economics. So this goes into like, what are we actually offering to our clients? What offer are we making? But importantly, not just what is the like, what are the terms of the offer? What's the proposition that we're making? But what value are we creating in their life? How are we solving their problem? What are we doing to help them achieve whatever opportunity they might be interested in pursuing and achieving? What are we doing to make their life measurably better? And a great direct response entrepreneur does not just say, okay, how can we get money out of people? Even though that is a critically important aspect of running a successful, profitable business, yes, you do need to make good profits. And as a, you know, I'm a capitalist, and I believe that businesses that create value should make great profits. And the owners of those businesses, especially the entrepreneurs behind those businesses, deserve to make a ton of money for making a whole bunch of people's lives better. And the key ingredient there, where you start with as a direct response entrepreneur, is not make a ton of money. It's how can I impact the most people's lives in a positive way? What can I do to create a positive outcome for as many people as possible? And you know, maybe one of you, like there are the traditional product categories that are well known in direct response of financial, relationships, and health. Meaning, how can you help make someone's money life better? How can you help make someone's relationships better? How can you help make someone's health better, right? How can you create value in their lives through whatever it is that you know how to do, whatever product you're creating, whatever service you're creating, whatever that is, how can you maximize the value that you are creating for your customers? And the great thing about this is when you focus on value creation and value delivery for your customers, it does make the entire selling process easier. It makes the customer experience better. It makes everything about your business run more smoothly by being the person that Jay Abraham would call the preeminent expert in your marketplace. That is the person who takes the well-being of the individual prospects within the marketplace to the highest level, the person who considers it their solemn duty to improve the lives of everybody in the market, whether or not that person chooses to do business with them. That's the preeminent expert is the person who is attempting to deliver the most value and set the standard for what great value is within that marketplace. And when you do that, you become naturally attractive to the people within your marketplace. You become sticky in terms of once you get a customer, you do a great job of keeping them and maximizing the profits from that customer because they know that when they come to you, they're going to get value. And so direct response has this reputation as an industry, and the skill set of direct response has often been used to sell things that are maybe more questionable, more on the outsides of what might be considered legitimate products and services. That does not mean that that's what direct response is. Those are the people, you know, a few bad actors definitely create a bad reputation, but direct response is simply the type of marketing where an action is defined that the marketer wants the prospect to take, and the marketing that is created for that prospect to receive, whether it's video or audio, direct mail, text on screen, whatever it is, right? That marketing is designed to get someone to take that action, and you measure whether or not that marketing was successful in generating that action. And then you are going to test against that to find what is going to be most successful. So direct response, you know, I'm not saying that like, oh, the fly-by-night publishers of, you know, scam information or whatever. I'm saying direct response as a marketing skill set that is determined to succeed or fail based on the results that it generates. And the ultimate thing that you can do if you want to generate great results with your marketing and actually keep the revenue that you generate is make sure that you're delivering a ton of value. And so as a direct response entrepreneur, I consider it one of my primary responsibilities to make sure that everything that I do goes above and beyond in terms of the value delivered, that the people who go through, in my case, my training on copywriting and marketing feel like, oh my goodness, I just discovered the best copywriting training out there, the best marketing training out there. This is completely changing my skill set and changing my life as a result. And that's what I focus on in terms of value creation. And I'm going to continue doing that in 2022 and beyond, not just in my copywriting training, but in anything else that I might consider doing for any kind of offers that I put into the marketplace. The next thing, number two, that great direct response entrepreneurs always do is conversions. So being a copywriter, of course, I have this background in creating conversions, creating sales letters, creating sales messages, VSLs, all of that stuff. I'm focused on creating conversions, conversion systems, funnels, etc. And all of that is critically important because if you have the best product in the world, but you suck at selling it, you suck at getting leads, customer sales, profits from the sales of that product, you might as well, I don't know, like you might as well just give the product away. And because you're going to make about the same amount of money giving it away as being terrible at marketing it. That said, if you have great marketing and great value creation, you tend to be a whole lot more successful as a direct marketer. So of course, I'm going to be focused in the conversion aspect of my business. In my particular business, at this point, most of what I do is still me creating the conversion systems, especially the messaging. It's me creating like, okay, we need to have these pages in this order with this message to convince people to take these specific actions. You know, putting together all of this content, this is part of the whole conversion mechanism, driving traffic into my email list, driving traffic into my funnels, etc. And so I'm going to be working on the conversions in my business. We have value / economics, we have conversions. And for those of you who are good students of direct response and maybe who have gone through Perry Marshall's 80-20 sales and marketing book, at this point, you should be realizing that we're approaching the tactical triangle, which is what he called the core of all marketing, that you need economics, conversion, and the third one is traffic. Now, I like to add value because the value / economics to me goes hand in hand. We get to number three, which is traffic. And, you know, that's something that honestly, as a copywriter, I have not done nearly as well at generating, especially paid traffic for my own business as I could have, or maybe should have. I don't like the word should, but focusing on traffic means focusing on bringing buyers in the door. And if you have the best conversion systems in the world, but nobody has seen them, if you have the best ads in the world, but the number of people who are being exposed to those is very low, you're going to significantly struggle in terms of growth of your business. And so in order to get scalability, in order to truly grow your business, you need a very solid offer that's going to deliver all the value that you promised and then some, and that has great economics for your business. You need a good conversion system to get people, once somebody actually just starts to engage with your messages, do they actually convert and become a customer? Do they raise their hand and say, yeah, this is for me? You need that in place. And then you need to drive as much qualified traffic to that offer, to that conversion system as possible. And so as a great direct response entrepreneur, or, you know, trying to go down in the hall of fame, or at least my own personal hall of fame as, you know, one of my favorite direct response entrepreneurs, my jobs within my business are to focus very heavily on how can I maximize the value for my customers, and by extension, the economics that I get out of my business. How can I maximize the conversions? So once somebody starts to be to engage with me, how can I maximize the probability that they will become a customer and experience all the value that I provide through my products and services? And then how can I maximize the traffic coming into my conversion systems so that I can have the maximum number of people within my marketplace start to see my messaging and start to become customers and engage with me in that way? And so if you want to be a great direct response entrepreneur, there's a lot of things that can go on in your business. Like, you know, we haven't gotten into bookkeeping and accounting. We haven't gotten into business administration stuff. We haven't gotten into HR and payroll. And we haven't gotten into like all of these different aspects, which, yes, they're all important to running a successful business. But as a direct response entrepreneur, your main job is to make money show up, to make customers show up. And the way that you do that is through that value creation and economics. It's through conversion, and it is through traffic. And when you do those three things, that's going to give you all the resources that you need in order to achieve more success across the board with all the different aspects of running the business. And if you do want to go deeper into these three things that every great direct response entrepreneur does, that's what a lot of my training is about at BTMS Insiders. So you can check out the link in the description to my BTMS Insiders training library. It's like Netflix, but for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low fee and you get access to everything. The link is in the description. And yeah, check it out and see what you get there and all the value that I've provided. I was just looking recently, and at this point, you have access to over 150 hours of training that you can watch immediately. You can binge watch, you can space it out, whatever. It's all part of the BTMS Insiders training library. So I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always still, like even here, this is free. It's a free episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And I always aim to deliver over the top value to you. I hope that I've done that here. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.